Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to today. Seth Joyner an hour from now. We will hear from Nick Sirianni over the course of the show. It is a What If Wednesday. Elliot Shore, Park Slater, and the beginning of what we're calling here Hugh's Holiday Stock, and we're going to find out what's in it. We'll tell you all about that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, y'all need to probably hurry up and go get your Christmas shopping done, man. I went to the store yesterday, Joe, right?
You browse or shop?
Well, I had to buy something. I bought a, what's the thing with you put the cheese in it and you...
Cheese grater.
Cheese grater. Got a cheese grater, right?
For cheese?
For, well, no, I'm making soap yesterday.
Right.
And I needed to grind the soap
up. I should have known.
And, So I go in the store, and it was like, it was almost like, you ever been to Florida, people that have been to Florida when there's a hurricane coming and all the toilet paper's gone and the bread and the milk.
Of course,
and
just, yeah.
It looked like that in the store.
But for Christmas stuff?
But for Christmas, like the appliances, there was a run on appliances, I guess. Because I guess they're super cheap, the air fryers and all of this stuff.
We're 3 weeks
cheap.
Away from today. I mean,
yeah,
you
man,
get
and it's like, you better get that Christmas shopping done, man, because... There was a couple of grandmas in there. They're a little pushy. A little pushy in this grocery store.
This is their time to shine.
Yeah,
all right.
It was wild.
Well, get your shopping done. That's a good start for this show today. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, it's interesting. As the Eagles continue to win games and the Eagles continue to look like one of the best teams in the NFL, it's so interesting to watch how the conversation is shifting around their quarterback, right? In the beginning of the season, Jalen Hurts was struggling. We all can go back and say he was struggling, right? Mm-hmm. First four games, he struggled. And then the offense changed, the team changed, and he has played better since then. There's no question about that. Jalen Hurts has played better. Only two turnovers since week four. He has played better. He has played, I actually think, for what they're asking him to do, he's played well, and he's done a nice job. But at the same time, like, you know, you think about this thing like as if it's a car. He's not driving this thing right now.
He's driving.
He's along for the ride right now.
No, he's driving it because and I know we're in a strange time when it comes to our quarterback. I know there are things that during the course of the season we saw that he couldn't do. Mm-hmm. I get that, but this team goes as Jalen Hurts goes, and I know that for a lot of people that might sound kind of crazy because of the season that Saquon Barkley is having. I get that. Jalen Hurts is still a good quarterback. They've reduced his role somewhat, but you can't tell me that we can have these same results with Kenny Two Gloves back there. You just can't. I do not believe that.
No, I don't think anyone believes that it would have 8 in a row with Kenny Pickett back there. But like, could they have won the Ravens game on Sunday with Pickett?
I don't think so.
Jalen Hurts completed 11 passes.
I mean, I think those – he brings a different dynamic to the field that right now is not being quantified because Saquon Barkley is overshadowing everything.
And that's fair, and it's understandable. Look, I think I want to make it clear as we get into this conversation. I think Jalen Hurts is playing well. I mean, he's playing. I think the last 2 weeks he's been in control of the game. I thought the Rams game he played really well. But they're not asking him to do a lot. I mean, it's really, compared to the rest of the league, he's not.
He's doing a lot less.
Yeah, I mean, so over the last 8 games, right, they've had this 8-game winning streak. He has thrown the ball an average of 21.5 times per game, which, again, we're all good with because it is working, and he's been efficient. He was passer rating that time is 114. He has been, you know, he's run for 10 touchdowns. He's been really efficient and done a nice job.
He just hasn't been that guy that has been throwing the ball all around
the
school.
Right, he's not the driving force. Right, the way I view it is, if it's a car, he's still in the car. No one's kicking him out of the car. But he's not driving this bus right now. If we're doing the bus analogy like we're going down to New Orleans, Saquon's driving the bus. The O-line's driving the bus. The defense is taking turns driving the bus. Jalen's in the back, hanging out, playing cards, you know, having a good time.
See, that sounds like something I would be doing. But I don't believe that to be the case. I know in the first game of the season, he threw it 34 times. He had 20 completions.
Yep.
And we were able to win that game. And as the season progressed, there were games where he tried to throw it and it wasn't that great. But there were a lot of factors that factor into that. I feel like, you know, when you talk about Schmitty and AJ not being out there for a couple of those games,
sure,
especially when I think of that Tampa Bay game, that's huge. This is the tale of two seasons for me, because it's easy for us as fans to look at that. And I understand what you're saying, Joe. I understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. And there is some validity to that. But when you have a team that has the capabilities to run the ball the way that we're running the ball and have the offensive line that we have, why put the ball in harm's way? Especially if we're being efficient. Now, there were times in that game where in the Baltimore game where Jalen was efficient with his legs. He threw the ball with pinpoint accuracy. And it's just made it easier. Saquon has made everything that we do easier, but I still feel that Jalen is part of this, and he's the catalyst to this team, so he's the driver.
So, look, I think he's certainly part of it. He's the quarterback of the football team, and his legs are they help. All right? He has 10 rushing touchdowns in the last 8 weeks. They help a lot, and the tush push is obviously a tremendous play still for the Eagles. We're watching a game manager. It's okay. I mean, game managers have won Super Bowls before. I'm going to give you a comp. This Eagles team, it's almost eerily similar statistically. They're like the 2013 Seahawks with Russell Wilson when he was young. They were led by a running game with Marshawn Lynch. Their defense with the Legion of Boom, and the Eagles' defensive numbers are kind of in ways very similar to that Seahawks team. I looked at it yesterday. I was blown away how similar they are. And then Russell Wilson played well, but I think he was 22nd in the NFL in passing attempts that year. Russell wasn't the driver of that team then. I mean, he became it as the years went on. But then I believed he was along for the ride. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Shio Kapadia. He was on with the morning show. Listen to how he framed what the Eagles are asking of Jalen Hurts compared to the rest of the NFL right now. Here's Shio Kapadia.
Yeah, I think you look at this last game and he's doing what's asked of him, but what's asked of him is not in the passing game. Is not what other teams are asking of their quarterbacks. This is just how the team is built. You know, this is a defense first, run heavy, offensive line type team right now, and we've seen that, and it's worked well. They've won 8 games in a row. So you look at this last game, he threw, 18 or 19 passes in this game. They're incorporating the run-pass options. They're doing play action. You did see some progress there where they're going under center, play action. He's throwing the football over the middle more in recent weeks, which I really like. He's showing he's able to do that. So it's one of those situations where you got to look at two things. Like, one is what's being asked of him compared to other quarterbacks in terms of carrying the load in the passing game for the entire team. And then two is what's he doing with what he's being asked to do? And that second question, I think he did a good job this last week.
Well, he is doing he's doing a good job in what they're asking him to do. I think that is, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, Hugh, that was up in the air, right? Because he had some games where it was like, it's choppy. The last few weeks, he's played well in his role. It's just funny to watch this because it's a totally different role than maybe people envisioned when the season started.
Yeah, and I feel like the more Jalen gets comfortable with what he's being asked to do, as we progress through this, I think there's more that he's going to be able to do. You know, this is eerily similar to me. And this is a long runway, people, so don't nobody start tweeting me and texting me and getting all in your feelings about what I'm about to say.
Mm-mm.
But early in his career, Tom Brady was considered a game manager.
I agree with you.
And sometimes, as good as Tom Brady is, you have to pull it back just a little bit and allow your quarterback to grow. The unfortunate thing about being in the NFL nowadays, and being a quarterback in particular, is you're thrown into a situation where most times you're expected to excel immediately. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a little bit of regression. Perfect example is the quarterback that we're going to play this weekend, Bryce Young. There were talks last year. This year early on, he got benched. He's a bust. Now he's starting to look like the first round pick that they picked when they picked him.
We'll see him this
weekend. Playing better because they had to sit him down. And he had to do a hard reset. Not saying Jalen has to do that, but the more Jalen gets comfortable, and you see it, he's better. He's gotten better with the blitz. He's getting the ball out of his hands in time. The more he gets comfortable with, as you start to put more on his plate, he will get better at that. And right now, I think everything is being overshadowed by the fact that Saquon Barkley is just, man, he's a cheat code. There's no doubt about it. Saquon Barkley right now is a cheat code because you know, like, Rhea, shout out to Rhea Hughes, and I think she's coming on with us today.
Tomorrow.
Sorry about that, Rhea. I got a little bit excited. But
making Rhea drive back into work.
Yeah,
like,
my bad, Rhea. She's probably listening like, are you kidding me? But no, because we text back and forth at the beginning of the games,
yep.
And she always is livid at the beginning because it looks disjointed.
Well, that's the truth.
That's the truth. But especially this weekend, because it was like the first play, Saquon Barkley ripped off like a 15-yard run.
And then they threw the Cuffy and Shipley.
Then they started throwing the ball. But I think that's trying to get him in a comfort zone. You know what I mean? And that's where we are right now. And I think as we progress through this, still got a lot of football to play this season. I think he would be better at that. And those moments that you're looking for from our quarterback – those can still happen.
They can, and maybe they won't need to. I mean, there's a world where this just works this way the whole year. I mentioned the 2013 Seahawks. Russell Wilson was a game manager. Russell Wilson was along for the ride. Their defense was so great, and their running game was so great. I don't remember him throwing the ball more than 25 times in any playoff game. He didn't need to. They won the Super Bowl that way. This could work. Now, I did say last week, and I do think it's going to happen at some point, he's going to have to throw them back in the game, but maybe I'm wrong on that. I've been wrong a lot this season. Maybe they just run the ball and play defense all the way to a Super Bowl. But the way I frame the Jalen thing is right now, he's along for the ride. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, who obviously doesn't want us to talk like this because he interjected in his own press conference. He basically stopped this. He tried to stop today's conversation from happening before it even happened. Here was Nick on Sunday and how he frames the way Jalen's playing.
Can't say enough good things about, you know, how Jalen managed that 4 minute. And you know, you'll say, well, game manager, that's bull. That's all. Like, Jalen played an awesome game. And his stats are going to say, right, we didn't throw it a lot. We were 11-19. He had 118 yards. But that guy made runs when he needed to make runs. He made good checks. He managed the game in a 4 minute to take the clock down to use as much time as he can. Man.
Well, he said it twice there. He managed the game.
Yeah, because in this day and age, that word game manager is triggering to a lot of people that, with no disrespect to the people, that don't understand football. Because when you say that to me, I don't feel that that's a negative connotation.
It doesn't have to have one.
But I understand why it is.
Well, he's trying to get ahead of this before it becomes a big thing.
Yes, because, and not only that, Joe, think about it like this. We talked a lot about how there had to be a come-to-Jesus moment, mm-hmm. and there had to be a lot of conversations to be had, and there were a lot of egos that needed to be stroked in order to get to this point.
Well, you got to be comfortable with your
role.
Yes,
you have to be comfortable. And I feel that with Jalen, that had to happen. You know, pull back a little bit so we could have ultimate team success. There are going to be opportunities, man. This is the beautiful part about this game, is that there are going to be opportunities for you to shine. You just have to be prepared to take advantage of them.
You got to wait your turn. And right now, the way I frame it is Jalen's along for the ride. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Is Jalen driving the car, or is he along for the ride? Kyle, what's your feeling as the Eagles have won 8 straight? Their quarterback is playing well in that stretch, but he's obviously being asked to do less than other guys.
He's obviously along for the ride. I don't put him in like the top 4 or 5 reasons why the Eagles are, you know, on this 8-game winning streak, why they're 10-2, why they're looking at the 1 seed. Like, it's okay, though. I mean, clearly it's working. They did just win 8 straight. They're 10-2. They could go get the 1 seed. Sirianni can say it's BS all he wants, but he just said it multiple times. Jalen Hurts is a game manager. The Eagles can win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts being a game manager, but this is Saquon Barkley's team. This is the offensive line's team, and this is a defensive football team. I mean, it's okay to say it. Jalen Hurts is not driving the car. He's not poking holes in the tires. He's not leaking the gas tank.
First 4 weeks, he poked a few holes
in
the tires.
Sure.
Since then, he has been very steady
absolutely.
In the backseat.
He's just sitting there in the backseat with his headphones in, nice and quiet, and that's okay.
Once in a while, they ask him, should we turn right or left here? And he makes the right decision, and we go. And we're on our way. We're navigating this thing. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Positive Kevin in Cranford is up to start us off. Good morning, Positive Kevin.
Are you guys nuts?
About what?
Jalen Hurts is the reason, one of the reasons why this team is doing so good. I mean, he is co-driving this car along with Barkley. Who is the one who's been audibling in the line of scrimmage? Is it Barkley?
No, it's the quarterback. That's the quarterback.
How are you co-driving?
Okay, so Who's the one that's really driving this offense then? Barkley's not the one who's going to be audibling at the line of scrimmage saying, oh, let's change from a pass to a run, right? He's the one that's doing it.
Sure, he's doing his job. That's his job. His job is to go to the line of the play and put them in the right spot.
But no, come on now, Joe. I mean, come on, Kevin.
Is that not his job? It's been his job since he became the starting quarterback.
It is his job, but he's doing. I mean, he's the reason why. I mean, he could be the reason why Barkley's are breaking out for these long runs, because they might have called the pass, and you know what? He sees something and says, oh, wait, you know what? Let's go from a pass to a run.
But hold on. I think he does a good job at this, Kevin, what you're saying. I've thought that since he took over as a starting quarterback. But you're making it sound like he's broken the code here that no one else can do. You think another quarterback can't read the defense and say...
I don't think any two gloves can do it.
Wait a second.
Oh,
you think
come on.
Hold on. You think another quarterback can't go to the line and read the defense and say, they've got 7 in the box, 8 in the box, 9 in the box. I'm going to check to the pass or the run here? Like, that's math.
We can't.
I don't think Kenny Pickett can do that, and that's why he is where he's at.
Well, he's a backup. Of course, Jalen should be better than this.
Well, you said earlier that you think Kenny Pickett come in and
they could have won the game this past Sunday with Pickett. He went 11.
Not,
he went 11 and 19. He was 11 of 19 for 118 yards.
Why are we yelling at each other?
No.
I thought this was positive.
Kenny Pickett could run. Could run the ball just like Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts ran for 3 yards a carry on Sunday. He had 29 yards. What are you talking about? Now, there are some games this year, Kevin. I'll give you the Rams game. I thought Jalen made some big throws in that game, and he ran well. You're telling me the game this past Sunday, with the way the defense played, Kenny Pickett couldn't have thrown the ball 11 times?
I don't think he could have.
Oh, come on, guys.
No, Joe, can we be honest?
Yeah, I'm being honest.
That defense, I mean, wait. Hold on. That defense could have let up more yards in the air because Lamar missed some open receivers.
Okay, was it to Jalen?
And what I'm saying is that this defense is great. Yes, it's good, but the reason why this team is clicking is because of Jalen Hurts.
No, it's not. I mean, Kevin,
no,
it's not.
Come on.
Kevin, I want to ask you a question just to see how far you'll go with this. When you, back in the day, Trent Dilfer on the Ravens, you would say that guy was along for the ride, right?
Yes.
You know, in the last 8 games, Jalen Hurts has thrown the ball. In the last 8 games, Jalen Hurts has thrown the ball less than Trent Dilfer did in 2000. They're asking less of Jalen Hurts, who's obviously 5 times better than Trent Dilfer, but they're asking less of him than the Ravens asked of Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, he got me on that one.
No way
in hell they're asking less
yes,
of him.
Yes, they are.
They're putting
Kevin,
it on
he's
his
thrown
shoulder.
The ball 21 times a game for 2 months. Shield Kapadia said nobody.
He has one of the best running backs.
Oh my God, Kevin, that's enough. Every quarterback does the same thing. Peyton Manning went to the line for years and conducted the offense and chose pass or run based on the box, and he handed it to Edgerrin James 350 times a year. Like Jalen, I think Jalen makes the right decision most of the time, but like that's what we're going to give him credit for, checking to the run or pass.
Listen, Joe, I hear what you're saying.
He's good at it,
but what you're being real disrespectful with.
I'm not being disrespectful.
Yes, you are. Is that because you just diminished the importance of a quarterback? You just broke it down to all you got to do is hand the ball off and give it. It's more to it than that.
But every quarterback has to do the same thing.
But every quarterback can't do that. Every quarterback can't do
can't
that.
Can't hand
Joe.
The ball to Saquon.
No,
wait a second, Hugh. Is it not a math game? He goes to the line. He reads the defense.
No, but
he
Joe,
sees what they're in, and then he decides this box is light or heavy.
Again, I've never played quarterback, but it's way more to than what you're trying to make.
No,
it
I think I actually think when he drops back and reading the defense, that is the challenging part.
I think if it was that easy, like the way you're making it sound. That you would have, what's his name, Chris Spielman Chris Spielman?
No, yeah. It's Chris Sims.
Chris Sims, that's what I'm thinking
no, but
about.
You need to combine the physical and the mental. I'm just saying, like, we're sitting here saying, give him all the credit because the mental.
I feel like there's more to what Jalen brings to the table than you know, you're giving him credit for. I feel like...
I think he's doing a nice job, but that doesn't mean he's not driving the team.
No, he's definitely driving the team. Because I don't feel like you get these same kind of wins if Jalen's not out there. I mean, that's just a fact. Now, again, Saquon Barkley, the contribution that he has made for this team is bananas.
Sure.
And he's taken a lot of pressure. He's taken a lot of pressure off of Jalen. But Jalen is the star that stirs the drain, though, man.
All right, last eight games. Can I give you the games they would have won?
No, I know what you. Don't sit here and say. Give me the last game. Kenny Pickett could have won.
They would have won the Ravens game with Pickett.
Nope.
They would have won the Cowboy game with Pickett. They would have won the Giants game with Pickett, and they would have won the Browns game with Pickett.
No.
Yes, they would have.
Joe, I don't believe that.
Why?
I don't believe that because I feel like you're
he completed 10 passes against the Giants.
But you're talking about. You're talking about the completions.
Yes.
I'm talking about the mental wherewithal to put the ball in the right position and put the ball in the hands of the playmakers when he does have to throw the football. You're diminishing those 11 throws, but those were 11 key throws. The one that he had, the out route that he threw to Dallas Goedert for the touchdown, that was a key throw. Kenny Two Gloves, I don't think makes that throw. I don't think makes that throw.
It's not a
that
hard
quick
throw.
Slant,
it's not
Joe.
A hard throw.
What you're not gonna do today?
It's not a
is
hard
sit
throw.
Sit here and make it sound like anybody can go back there and play quarterback because that's what you're doing.
He has made in this season. I thought the Bengals game was amazing. They don't win that game without him. He's made some great
New
throws.
Orleans game. New Orleans game. Stop it, Joe. Do not.
He had a fumble.
Sit
he
here.
Had a pick in the end
Joe,
zone in that game.
Do not sit here and do that. That is disrespectful.
I think they win the New Orleans game without him.
Stop
I do.
It, Joe.
215-59. I do.
Joe, this is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
This is. You know what? Santa hears you, and he got a problem with this. This gonna reflect on your Christmas gift.
Speaking of Santa, we got a big announcement coming up next.
Bad take.
All right, 215. No, it's not 215-592-94. He's clearly they're asking less of him than the Ravens asked of Trent Dilfer. He's throwing the ball less than Trent Dilfer.
That Trent Dilfer one was strong though. I couldn't believe when I saw
that this morning. I was like, wait, is this real? All right, 215-592-94-94. Is Jalen Hurts driving the car? Or is he along for the ride? Again, I think he's playing. I'll say it again so everyone hears. I think Jalen's playing well. I like the way he's playing. But he's obviously along for the ride. Hugh says I'm being over the top on this. What do you think? Judging by everyone that's waiting to talk here, I got an uphill battle to climb. All right, your calls on that next. And we have another big giveaway starting today. This is going to be incredible. Listen for how you could win next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.